Welcome back to Sports Day. You're listening for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Plenty to talk, Bruce Heber, to our next guest about. We can talk domestic cricket. We can talk international cricket. We might even be able to talk a little bit of literature. Let's just see where it takes us.
We could even talk football with him.
No, I don't think so.
Loyal. He is loyal.
Well, who's he support?
Well, he supports St Kilda.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
And his brother supports the West Coast Eagles, and
yes.
Their father supports St Kilda. And the
what happened to Michael?
Well, when the Eagles came in 87, I reckon Michael would have been 12 at the time.
Jump ship. Oh,
that's
you'd
why
be
our
filthy.
Next guest is much more loyal than Mr. Cricket.
His name is David Hussey. He just happens to be the Stars coach in the BBL, and he joins us just fresh out of quarantine, I think, Huss.
Yeah, just out of quarantine. Yeah, thanks for having me. And yes, I stay true and loyal to the St Kilda Football Club, and whereas my brother, who knows very little about football, decided to jump ship.
I just get the feeling that if I let Beaver take over this interview, it might end up just being St Kilda Radio for the next 15 minutes. Huss, we're going to talk cricket, but we might as well talk through your quarantine saga. How was it? What TV shows did you binge, and how did you get through it?
I watched a few TV shows. I probably wouldn't say I was prolific in the TV area, but I read a book about North Korea, which was fascinating. I did a puzzle that my lovely wife sent up for me. I budgeted for only 10 pieces a day to get me through for the 14 days of quarantine. I tried to do sit-ups and push-ups because in the wintertime I sort of let myself go a little bit, so you had to get back on the horse that way. But I wouldn't wish that on anyone. It's a quarantine by yourself in a hotel room with no fresh air and just a window that doesn't open. It's brutal. So, yeah, I don't recommend it for anyone.
Beaver, I've done a lot of quarantine or post-quarantine interviews. This is the first time I've ever been told that during quarantine I read a book on North Korea.
Well, we can. A lot of people, Sam, are probably wondering, and good to chat to you, Huss. A lot of people are probably wondering why you're in quarantine. Of course, you were coming back from the IPL, and there's a couple of questions around that before we get on to the Stars. Of course, batting coach, senior mentor of the Kolkata Knight Riders. I'm not sure if, Sammy, you saw the final table in the IPL was incredible. It was like
packed,
I think,
as in
the
difference between second and seventh.
Yeah, you missed out on the finals by a bees, but how was the IPL in terms of it being played in the UAE and just the whole concept with none of the maddening crowds, if you like?
Well, firstly, we missed out by 11 runs, it worked out to be. So, yeah, we're quite flat by the end watching the last Hyderabad v Mumbai game where David Warner put on an absolute display. But, it's just one of those things. It was an amazing tournament because it felt like, besides Mumbai Indians, who were the clear favourites, anybody could beat anybody on their day. It was some fascinating cricket play, some great strategy played by all teams. And playing in the UAE, we're only three grounds we use in Sharjah, Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Was just incredible, and should be full credit to the IPL and Abu Dhabi, the UAE cricket for getting the tournament up and running, because it was fantastic to be a part of.
And the no crowds, like, was the whole atmosphere a little surreal?
It was a little bit surreal. Generally, you probably are aware in India that cricket's a religion, so you get packed houses out every time you play. But in the UAE, no crowds, everybody was banned. However, they still had crowd noises. So, the speakers were turned up very loudly, and, they tried to make it a like-for-like experience for all the players who were playing on the bigger stage. But instead of being a live audience, it was just on the free-to-air TV.
Let's move on to the Stars. There's been some big announcements around your men in green in recent weeks, none bigger than the fact that Johnny Bairstow's signature has just dried on a contract for the Stars. That is a huge get when you think about him at the top of the order with Marcus Stoinis.
Yeah, 100%. Arguably, he's probably one of the best white ball players in the world. Even in South Africa, he's dominating now, so he's going to come into the tournament fully flying, and hopefully he can set the competition alight with Stoin. But again, there's no pressure on him to come out. He just has to be himself, and hopefully he contributes to the team's success. But we're trying to chock full our batting lineup to score bulk runs and sort of entertain. The whole idea about Big Bash is to entertain the crowd, and hopefully we can do that this year.
You won't have him from the start, though, Huss, will you, given that England are in South Africa, and I'm not sure the exact date when that finishes, but surely he'll miss the games before Christmas.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. So he finishes on the 10th of December, gets the first plane there to Brisbane, then quarantines in a hotel, in the brutal hotel quarantine system that we have, and he gets out the day before the Boxing Day game against the Sydney Sixers. So I'm not expecting too much on that Boxing Day game, but just to get him out there and running around and having a bit of fresh air, and hopefully he can strike the ball a few times. And then from then on, the rest of the tournament is ours, and yeah, he'll set the tournament alight. He's such a class player.
Beaver, I'm just having a look here through some of the players in the Stars squad. Stoinis and Bairstow, you just mentioned at the top. Then you've got the likes of the Big Show. Glenn Maxwell's
in
there.
He's the captain. Yeah.
Will Pekowski. Adam Zampa. Is it sort of put your glasses down? You know, like just who are they going to play in the final sort of stuff?
Yeah, Nick Maddison. Hilton Cartwright, who's in the test team.
Strong squad.
Yeah. Well, and you still...
Bit of pressure, Huss, I think.
Lots of pressure. I think every game is pressurised. But like you just mentioned, all those great domestic players that we have, and that was part of the recruiting strategy a few years ago that the Stars had, were trying to recruit the best players who are outside the international test team for Australia. And I think we've done that perfectly. And hopefully this year all the domestic players are fit and healthy and can turn up and entertain the crowd and score a few wins for the Stars.
Interesting signing, Zahir Khan, the left-arm wrist spinner from Afghanistan, given you've got another young left arm wristy, I think, haven't you, in Hinchliff? And
yeah,
also,
Hinchliff, yeah.
Yeah, and Zampa as well. I mean, I know it's horses for courses, but spinners become more prevalent in recent years in BBL.
Yeah, our strategy at the Stars is, well, my strategy in particular, and same with Glenn Maxwell, the captains, is that spin to win. I'm not sure if you remember last year against the Perth Scorchers at the MCG, we bowled one over of fast bowling, which was Coulton Isle, and 19 overs of spin, and we end up winning the game, defending about 130. So, yeah, Glenn and I really enjoy watching spin bowlers bowl. Not only do they get through the overs very quickly, which is a topic in itself, but also they generally take wickets and they're hard to score off. So I truly believe that a lot of people in Australia struggle to play good quality spin. So we're quite in-depth with in the spin department.
David, were you a spin bowler or were you a slow bowler?
That's mean.
I bowled utter junk, Steve. Oh, geez, I think you both would like to face me. And my role is just pretty much to not allow the batsman to think clearly, so get through the overs as quickly as possible, try and sneak an over when a wicket falls. But, yeah, my bowling was terrible. So I think a few people gave their wickets up to me very generously.
Given the over rates we've seen in the first two ODIs, I wouldn't mind have seen a bowl-off between you and Ravi Jadeja, though, as to who could get through an over quicker. I reckon you might have had him covered by maybe 5 or 10 seconds.
Well, just, but he's good. I like how he just runs in and bowls. He tries to turn it, tries to straighten it. He's got all the tricks in the trade, but I really like the way he goes about the game. He can field, he can bat, and, yeah, he gets through his overs pretty quickly, and he's a genuine wicket-taker. So, yeah, I like the way he plays the game, Jadu.
Sam McClure and Bruce Eber with you on Sports Day. We're speaking to the coach of the Melbourne Stars in the BBL, David Hussey. Of course, 108 appearances for Australia in ODIs and T20s as well. Huss, Will Pekowski, it looks like he's going to be in the first test, given the injury to Dave Warner. Should he be, and who should be his partner?
100% he should be. Both Justin Langer and Trevor Holmes have both said that if you dominate Shield cricket and dominate it, Will Pekowski has, you deserve to play test cricket for Australia. And I don't think there's any other person in Australian domestic cricket history has opened up their innings with two double hundreds. He's averaging unbelievably amounts, so he deserves his first crack at it. And I think this is personally, probably in the minority here, but I think Marcus Harris should be lining up with him or walking out to bat with him in the first test. Harris averages about 90 in first-class cricket. Yeah, he struggled in England last year, but he's gone back to Shield cricket, worked at his game, and I think he deserves the opportunity because, once again, he's dominated the Sheffield Shield.
To expand on that, have you been surprised how little Marcus Harris's name has been in the conversation over the last 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, I am. Especially because last year he was in the actual test team and then he gets dropped pretty much for one summer. I thought Joe Burns, he didn't set the world on fire, and there's nothing against Joe Burns, but he hasn't really set the world on fire in test cricket or domestic cricket this year, and whereas Marcus Harris has. He's gone back, he's worked at his game. And I know I'm a little bit biased because he plays for Victoria, but I think if you put the stats up against each other, Marcus Harris wins hands down.
Before we let you go, Huss, I think Beaver mentioned Marcus Stoinis before. The side strain, do we know how serious it is?
Yeah, well, I'm not probably speaking out of school here. He said it's not too bad. We've been in contact recently, and he said he's going to miss a couple of games. He probably won't be able to bowl for quite some time, but he should be able to bat or play as a batter for Melbourne Stars for the whole tournament, which is good. So I dare say a side injury for bowling probably takes about 6 to 7 weeks to actually get fully healed, and so he can bowl again. But hopefully he's back bowling by the end of the BBL tournament.
Enough cricket, Sammy. As we let you go, Huss, happy with our...
knew this was going to happen.
Happy with our trading?
Very happy. Not very happy. We're a destination club now. And
unbelievable.
We've just strengthened our midfield and strengthened our defence. And now we've just got all bases covered. We've just got to keep everybody on the park and a bit of luck. And you just never know. Top four and then a couple of final wins.
I'm just logging into my Sportsbet account right now. Melbourne Stars Premiership into St Kilda Premiership. Okay, no worries. Yeah. We'll lock that in after this interview. Is that fair enough, Beef?
Oh, I'm just, that gives me tingles.
In fact, you know what? I'm not sure I could actually speak to you for a month if St Kilda would win the flag.
I wouldn't be able to speak for a month.
We wouldn't be able to find you anyway. Huss, in all seriousness, great to talk a little bit of cricket. Good luck to the Melbourne Stars. It looks like you've put a really good squad together.
Much appreciated, yeah. Thanks for the support. Hopefully we get the chocolates.
Yep, we hope you do as well. David Hussey there for Australian Made. You can shop for authentic Aussie products. You can choose Australian Made. It'd be fascinating. BBL summer. I mean, it is every year, but you know, the Stars have been that team that just haven't quite been as dominant come finals time as they would have liked to be, and yet that squad looks like it's ready to go.
Yeah, expectations around the Stars are always high. They live up to their name in terms of their signings most years, and what, they've lost two finals, the capitulation against the Renegades. Three finals, in fact.
And two semis. Is that right?
I remember the Sydney Thunder one was the controversial one where Khawaja was allowed to play and two or three of the Stars weren't allowed to play when Mark Waugh was still on the selection committee.
And didn't make a whole lot of sense at the time.
No.
Still, well, still doesn't.
Heavily involved is with the Thunder. And last year, they must have... Did they lose one earlier to the Perth Scorchers over in Perth? I think they did.
Yep.
Yeah. So, they're in good hands in one D. Hussey. And as you touched on during that interview, it is a power pack squad.
Almost stronger than St Kilda's squad, to be honest. It's up there.
I think we should move on, actually.
This is Sports Day for Wilson Holmes. We'll be right back with St Kilda with Sports Day.